Every year, the Banned Books Week Coalition releases a list of current books challenged for discussing issues like violence or sexuality. This year, for example, I Am Jazz is on the list. That's also the basis for a reality TV show about a transgender girl. The week also highlights classic books that must fight for their place in libraries despite their popularity and their place in the canon. Suzanne Lang.
Many books, year after year after year, come up on this list by authors that might surprise us. You know, Khaled Husseini's book, The Kite Runner, was on the banned books list for several years. Well, I should say challenged. Often these books, they're challenged and sometimes even taken out of the library. But ultimately, these things get involved in litigation. And sometimes books are placed in the adult section. Young adult books are placed in an adult section. And sometimes the court just says, no, they need to be in the library. But as I was saying, some of the authors really surprised me. You know, Maya Angelou, Toni Morrison, Sherman Alexie, Brave New World, Animal Farm, books that have been taught in schools for over 50 years are still challenged for some of the same reasons.
Sure, and we have local author Jack London showing up on the list with Call of the Wild. It's sort of, some of this is the greatest hits of American literature with Huck Finn, the autobiography of Malcolm X, Joseph Heller's Catch-22. There's someone who thinks that that shouldn't be something that a high school kid or a junior high school kid should be exposed to. Let's get it out of the library. Let's get it out of the school. And that's most likely, as you're saying, not the best approach.
Well, yeah, I think that exposing children, teenagers, and even each other to classic American literature, even if it has language that might not seem appropriate for today, is something that we can learn from and bring into our contemporary environment. The Banned Books Week is the week of September 24th, all week. And in Sebastopol, in particular, they're going to have some targeted events. But in all of the Sonoma County Public Libraries, they'll have books available from the top 10 list of banned books. And one of the librarians told me that they were really having a hard time keeping their displays intact because people keep checking out these books. But in the Sebastopol Public Library is having an event this Thursday, and it's targeted for children age 9 through 12. They'll be making buttons representing some of these banned books and challenged books and discussing just how these kind of books really affect and color our lives. So that event is an after-school event for children.
Also in Sebastopol, on Friday, editor Mickey Huff will talk about Censored 2018, Press Freedom in a Post-Truth World. That's at Copperfields at 7 p.m. Friday. I spoke with Suzanne Lang, host of A Novel Idea, about Banned Books Week. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.